I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Children in Texas's youth lockups are suffering from widespread sexual assault and other constitutional violations, reform advocates wrote Wednesday in a complaint urging a federal investigation into the state's five youth lockups. Texas Appleseed and Disability Rights Texas, two justice and legal organizations, filed the complaint with the Civil Rights Division of the U.S. Department of Justice, citing grievous violations of children's constitutional rights from the Texas Juvenile Justice Department. The complaint is the latest criticism lodged by several people and entities, from reform advocates and the state legislature to Governor Greg Abbott, after more than a decade of chronic understaffing, abuse, and scandal within TJJD. Still, the agency has undergone some major reforms in recent years. In 2007, after media reports highlighted physical and sexual abuse at state-run facilities, concerned judges stopped committing as many juveniles to state custody, and the legislature implemented several reforms to shift money from the state's lockups to local probation departments. The latest complaint alleges staffing shortages have led to unchecked gang activity across the lockups. The government inspector who examines the facilities has found that a lack of supervision of residents has led to an increase in tattooing, including gang tags. Efforts to reform the remaining facilities have never taken root, the complaint says. TJJD did not immediately respond to requests for comments on the complaint. While the number of people infected and hospitalized by the coronavirus ticks back up across the state, at least six Texas school districts have eliminated the option for remote learning, forcing students, faculty, and staff to return to classrooms, with few exceptions. For most families afraid of returning, school districts provided three options: homeschool, switch districts, or enroll in an online school. But families say these options aren't easily accessible on such short notice and can be cost prohibitive. School experts say more students will gradually be brought back into the classroom. So far, the school districts making the change are smaller, and some serve more rural populations. State data on transmission of COVID-19 in public schools shows that just under 9,700 students reported positive cases. But the data is limited and full of gaps. District superintendents have pointed to inconsistent attendance, subpar student engagement, and lower grades for students taking virtual classes compared with their in-person counterparts. Some districts are also requiring that teachers return to campus, even in some cases in which most students have chosen remote learning. Teachers said school administrators unfairly expect them to put their lives in danger. Several districts are trying to accommodate teachers with health conditions who want to work from home, but expect most to return to work in person. Every Texas school district is required to offer students an in-person option if it wants to get state funding, unless it has a state-approved waiver due to high levels of community spread of the coronavirus. The vast majority, including Texas's most populous school districts, are opening hybrid models. Halloween celebrations will look different this year, as public health experts warn against trick-or-treating, indoor costume parties, and other holiday traditions they consider high risk for spreading the coronavirus. As daily case counts and hospitalizations across Texas rise, local health officials are cracking down on Halloween. At least two counties, Hidalgo and El Paso, have banned door-to-door trick-or-treating. Others are discouraging participation while promoting safe alternatives such as carving pumpkins or having candy hunts at home. Officials in the state's largest counties, Dallas, Tarrant, Travis, Bexar, and Harris, have stopped short of banning the tradition, but recommend against it, pointing to guidance from the CDC that says to avoid going door-to-door and passing out treats by hand. If families still choose to go trick-or-treating, Austin health officials are asking that they only go with household members, stay 6 feet apart from others, and use hand sanitizer between houses. Tarrant County officials recommend contactless methods for distributing treats, such as hanging them from a wall or a fence, and wiping down candy at the end of the night. Check for updates on any of these stories on our website, texastribune.org, or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. I'm Justin Dane with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Texas2020.org. The state doesn't provide one user-friendly resource for voting locations, candidates, and voter information. That's why there's Texas2020.org.